Aaron Rial, ABC News Radio national correspondent. Happy Friday, Aaron. And I never like to tangle or debate you because neither one of us are running for president. But I do not believe your report this morning that we're going to see a break in grocery prices, because I just went shopping the other day and I can't get out of the grocery store, no matter what I do, for under like $140.
I know. This one is hard to believe, but apparently it's coming. And don't listen to me. Listen to the Walmart CEO, Doug McMillon. He said this week that the U.S. food industry, it's heading into a period of deflation. This is really welcome after 3 years of seriously punishing prices at the grocery store. They've actually increased 25% since the pandemic started. We need this. We need a little bit of deflation. Now, all of that said, it's not coming down yet. Food prices, they rose 3.3% annually in October from a year ago, according to Labor Department numbers. But staple items, things like eggs, bacon, seafood, those are all down quite a bit. And we need a little bit of deflation. And while you don't want too much, that can be dangerous for an economy. When you have 25% increase over 3 years, yes, any is welcome.
Well, we'll take it. It's unbelievable, the price of food and what it's doing to seniors in New Hampshire on fixed income. They're like, we did our food drive last week for 26 food pantries in the region, and they were saying a lot of people have never had to come in for food assistance. They're running out of money the second or third week of every month.
I know. It's really brutal. Really brutal. And a tremendous amount of compassion for this. We need this. We need this big time. And it is on the horizon. But much like inflation, deflation takes a minute to present itself. Give it a couple weeks.
All right. Thank you, Aaron. Give it a couple weeks. Okay.
Thank you, Aaron. Yeah, that's not helpful if you're hungry this afternoon, but I get it.
No. Any break's good because it's been unbelievable. And then we'll finally get the price of toothpaste and razors and deodorant down. Unbelievable. Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks.